Well, welcome back, everyone. Michael here. As we journey through Proverbs, I'm excited today in this teaching, in this show, segment, whatever, we're going to talk about and read through Proverbs chapter 16. So make sure you get your Bibles. Remember, I'm reading in the New Living Translation, NLT version. And as always, my strong encouragement is that you actually get a physical Bible, not your phone. You hear me say this almost on every show, but the phone is so distracting with the texts and notifications and the noises that it can make. There's just almost no way that you can really focus in on the things of the Lord if you're having all of these distractions from your phone. You know, I was actually in a situation where I just started doing Proverbs chapter 16. Just a minute ago, we had to stop and restart. And my wife texted me that our vehicle, pretty new vehicle, actually broke down. And it kind of leads right into the first verse, which I'm going to get to in a minute. But it's the idea that, you know, sometimes we can make plans and we can have ideas and we can say, I'm going to take this step or that step. But, you know, maybe there's another thing that comes into our life or something that causes us to find there's a little bit of an interruption in our day that we weren't prepared for. But maybe that interruption is actually a redirection to where God might want us to be or what he might want us to do in some way, shape, or form. So when we look at those things that happen in life, just like my wife breaking down here just periodically, now we got some things taken care of, getting the car hauled away. We want to be looking at these things in the practical sense of like, okay, what is happening here? Why is this occurring? And what can I learn from this journey, right? How can I work on my attitude? How did I respond to it? And all of these things in a real life practical way. So I just wanted to share that because it's fresh in my heart, obviously, because that's what just happened as I had to press pause on this initial recording. So let's have a word of prayer and jump into Proverbs 16. Father, we just want to thank you for the opportunity to spend some time here today. Thank you for those that are joining us via podcast or a video, however they're dialing in. And I just ask, Father, that through your Holy Spirit, that you would guide and direct their hearts as we read your word, and that there would be one or two things that they would be focused on just drawing out and gleaning from your word as we read this. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so let's jump in here. Again, I got my highlighter. I actually have the very first verse, first three verses, quite honestly, in Proverbs 16 in my Bible that are actually highlighted. And I want to start here with Proverbs 16, verse 1. It says, we can make our own plans, but the Lord gives the right answer. Now, there's some other versions of the Bible. And if you don't know different versions of the Bible, you have New Living Translation version. You have ESV, which is English Standard Version. You have NIV, which is New International Version. You have New King James Version. You have King James Version. There's several other versions, but those are probably the most popular. And when you take a look at this version, NLT, it says here, we can make our own plans in verse 1, but the Lord gives the right answer. In some other versions, it actually says, but the Lord directs your steps or directs your paths. In other words, we're under the awareness, or if you're not, you will be now, we're under the awareness that in life, we can make plans in our day. But there are going to be things that happen along our way that we just cannot control. And so as people, it's common for us to want to control the situation. Like, I want to make sure that I'm controlling what happenings because that helps me feel safer. And anytime we're in a place where we can't control the situation, it causes us to feel unsafe. Now, this is we'll call it the beautiful process of really learning to lean on the Lord, which is the idea of leaning into Him, leaning into the fact that there is a plan, leaning into the reality that we don't understand at all, leaning into the fact that we can make our own plans, but God is the one who's going to direct the steps. God is the one, the Lord is the one who's going to give us the right answer as far as the direction that we're going to go. Remember, we look at life through a very finite lens, and God sees life through an eternal lens, right? Because He has always been. Call it the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end is another two words for God. Always has been, always will be. Verse 2, people may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives. Wow, isn't that interesting? You know, and we see sometimes that we as people can be fooled sometimes by other people by them doing certain actions or doing things. And, you know, we don't really necessarily know the motive of the heart, but God, the Lord of all, he looks at your heart. He knows your heart intent. And so that's why it's so important for us to really desire and say, what is this about? You may ask, Mike, what's your intent in doing these videos? Well, my intent really is to provide an opportunity for people throughout the globe to have a place where they can really get in the Word of God. I believe that we are light on the Word of God today. We are a generation of people that are walking around hearing messages from churches and pastors that oftentimes are motivational and encouraging, which are all good things, but often they don't inspire people or walk people through the Word of God. And so I think it's important to spend some time in the Word. I've seen the benefit in my own life and the businesses that I've been involved in, as well as how I've lived my life. And so that's why I wanted to take some time and do this. And that's why I'm doing this. That's my heart motive. You can choose to believe that or not. I can't make you believe me. But as we go through the Word, my desire is for you to realize that God is in control. And in fact, verse 2 tells us the Lord examines your motives. Verse 3, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. Now, when we say your plans will succeed, oftentimes we think about being a multimillionaire or a billionaire or having success financially. And that's not necessarily always the reality. In fact, if we take a look at the disciples and we look at some of the lives that they lived, they had quite the opposite. They did have a lot of success in sharing the ministry of God's word and the gospel with others, but their lives as we would see them in a Western American culture, we would say, wow, they weren't really that successful. They were in jail. They were thrown into prison. They were abused and beaten, abandoned. I mean, they had a rough story, but what's happened here is they're looking at life, the disciples were looking at life through God's lens and not our earthly lens. That's a great question for you. If you're taking notes, and I encourage you to do so as you're going through these, write down that question. Am I looking at life through a biblical godly lens, or am I looking at life through my earthly physical lens, which often says I have to take care of my own comfort and I got to be in a place where I can have more money I have, the better off I'll be. And the answer is you won't be more necessarily successful in God's eyes. Now, that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with having money. Remember, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money, the love of money is the root of all evil. So verse 3, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. That simply just means that in your life, make sure that you're asking God for wisdom to know what he would have you to do in life instead of just saying, here's what I think I'm going to do. God, I pray your blessing on it, right? Seek his will first. Verse 4, the Lord has made everything for his own purpose, even the wicked for the day of disaster. The Lord detests or hates, right? The Lord detests the proud. They will surely be punished. I talked before about a little word search. If I'm reading through this and you're reading it and there's a word that you don't fully understand, make a note of it and go look it up. It takes 3 seconds. What does this word mean, Siri, right? Or whatever it is, okay? And so at the end of the day, do that. Verse 6, unfailing love and faithfulness make atonement for sin. By fearing the Lord, people avoid evil. Now, remember, we've talked about that as we've read through Proverbs. That fear is not like, I'm afraid of. No, that fear is a reverent fear in respect, out of respect of the Lord. I love this verse 7. It says, When people's lives please the Lord, even their enemies are at peace with them. Wow. That's powerful stuff. Verse 8, better to have little with godliness than be rich and dishonest. Again, nothing wrong with money, but it's all about our perspective. Verse 9, I highlighted as well in my Bible, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. That's very similar to verse 1, and it's a reiteration. Now, again, when you're looking at the writer here and saying, okay, why Are they repeating themselves sometimes? Here's a great question for those of you that are parents out there. How many times have you had to repeat yourself to your children? Hey, son, please do this. Hey, son, please do this. Hey, son, please do this. And then at some point in time, and maybe it's right away, if they don't do it, if you care about your child and actually teaching them how to develop, there's going to be some type of discipline that happens. And I want you to think about this very similarly to our relationship with God, because the Bible says in another passage that God corrects those he loves. In fact, in John 14, it talks about how that he will prune every branch that bears fruit so that way it can produce more. And it casts away those branches that are not bearing fruit. And so when you think about this, it's like God is interested in your life. He wants you to fulfill the purpose that you were designed for, right? And that's why we say here, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines the steps. He's the ultimate judge of what happens and what doesn't happen. Verse 10, the king speaks with divine wisdom. He must never judge unfairly. The Lord demands accurate scales and balances. He sets the standards for fairness. Now, again, this is the scales as like would be at a court, right? So if you're being judged on something, the idea is we want fairness. And that's why it's so intriguing, as I've shared in another Proverbs series, that the foundation of America, a lot of the foundational principles of how our court system works and should work, even though we have corruption in it in a lot of ways today, a lot of that has been determined, founded, and then really brought out from God's word, the ultimate truth. So think about that. Verse 12, a king detests wrongdoing, for his role is built on justice. The king is pleased with words from a righteous lips. He loves those who speak honestly. The anger of the king is a deadly threat. The wise will try to appease it. When the king smiles, there is life. His favor refreshes like a spring rain. How much better to get wisdom than gold and good judgment than silver? It's interesting how the Bible will continually talk about, especially in Proverbs, the importance of getting wisdom, discernment, judgment. In other words, God puts high and places high value on intangible items like wisdom, discernment, being able to make good decisions, being able to judge whether or not this is someone I should trust or I shouldn't trust. God puts high value, places high value on those things and much lesser value on the things of this world, material things. And so we need to be taking that as a cue in our life to say, what are we placing high value on? I think that's so important. Verse 17, and I have this one highlighted again, 17 and 18 in my Bible, I've highlighted here. It says, the path of the virtuous leads away from evil. If you don't know what virtuous means, go look it up. I'm going to let that one for you on your own study. But the path of the virtuous leads away, not towards, but leads away from evil. Whoever follows that path is safe. Pride goes before destruction and haughtiness before a fall. So arrogance and pride are going to be coming before a fall. Someone that's like, hey, look at me, I'm amazing, I'm the man, I'm whatever. And I got to tell you that we all go through different seasons of life. I will tell you personally that there were seasons of life where I was operating in much, much pride. And God allowed things into my life that at the time I kind of was kicking and screaming. I didn't like it. I wanted to get out of the situation. It was challenging. But as I look back now, what it did is it actually pushed me closer to the Lord. You know, when we face adversity in life, when we face challenges in life, we really have two choices. The choice number one is to go away from the Lord. Choice number two is to go closer to the Lord. And so my really desire, my hope in your life is that you decide to go closer to God and not run away from God. Even if you feel like, I don't understand all this stuff. Well, that's okay. Show up to the party, and you'll, the more you are showing up, the more you read, the more you spend time, the more you're quiet with the things of God, the more you understand. Verse 19, better to live humbly with the poor than to share plunder with the proud. Those who listen to instruction will prosper. Those who trust the Lord will be joyful. Wow. Now that's powerful, because when you think about it in life, I think there's so many folks in the world today that have literally lost their joy. They have small seasons of maybe happiness, and oh, I just went out to dinner and that steak or that glass of wine or that fish or that whatever it was incredible, right? Those are small seasons of happiness, but being truly joyful, realizing that, you know, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. My son Cyrus used to say, which I love, it is a choice to rejoice. You know, being joyful has a lot to do with where we set our mind and where we set our thoughts. And when we set our thoughts on things that are not of this world, the things of the Lord, the things that don't change, we can find ourselves in a place where we can actually be more joyful. And that's important as we live life. All right, so let's move on to verse 21. It says, the wise are known for their understanding, and pleasant words are persuasive. Discretion is a life-giving fountain to those who possess it, but discipline is wasted on fools. From a wise mind comes wise speech. Makes sense. The words of the wise are persuasive. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. Now, I highlighted this one as well, because I think this is important. It's a big verse, I think, that we need to think about. Verse 25, there's a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death. You know, if you've ever driven somewhere and you have a GPS, I remember years ago, my wife and I, we were in Pennsylvania. We were driving to Philadelphia. Now, this is before we had smartphones, okay? And we had the map. You know, you open it up, had this big map, you open it up. And I was asking her, what exit do we need to get off? Where do we need to go? What does it look like? She was reading the map. She was having some challenges reading the map. And it was one of those times where I did not operate in a way of, peace. I was frustrated. I got angry. I took the map. I literally threw it out the window. And not a good thing to do. I don't recommend that, by the way. But I was very frustrated because I knew what exit we needed to get off, but she was trying to read the map and she didn't know. And it just made me think about the fact that sometimes in life, you know, there's a path that we think we need to go down, right? But God's like, time out. If you do that, you're going to end up in the ghetto. You're going to end up down a dead end road. You're going to end up in a place that's not, you know, really a great place to be, not a safe environment. Sometimes that can happen when we are following our own thoughts and we're following our own discernment. And that's one of the reasons that we need God's wisdom in our life. You don't need Michael's wisdom. You need God's wisdom. All I'm doing through this series is sharing the truth of what God's word has already said. And that's why this is important. Verse 26, It's good for workers to have an appetite. An empty stomach drives them on. You know, there's another verse that talks about if you don't work, you don't eat. I think that's one of the things that we've struggled with in our society today is we have too many safety nets. Sometimes just providing for people and not allowing them to struggle actually takes away their drive and ability to grow. Remember, champions are not made on feather beds. So the struggle is where we grow oftentimes. We don't like the struggle, but that's where we grow. And I think that's important. And I love this verse here. It says, it is good for workers to have an appetite, an empty stomach drives them on. Verse 27, scoundrels create trouble. Their words are a destructive blaze. A troublemaker plants seeds of strife. Gossip separates the best of friends. Violent people mislead their companions, leading them down a harmful path. With narrowed eyes, people plot evil. With a smirk, they plan their mischief. Gray hair is a crown of life. It is gained by living a godly life. Better to be patient. Now, I've highlighted this one again. Better to be patient than powerful. Better to have self-control than to conquer a city. That's verse 32. Again, God's word leading us towards the intangibles. Being patient. Having self-control. I was driving the kids to school today, and as I was driving the kids to school, I'm driving down the road, and then I moved to the left lane, and I was well in front of the gentleman behind me, so I wasn't cutting him off or anything like that. And I saw in the rearview mirror, there he is, and he's giving me the finger. I'm thinking, oh my gosh. But at the end of the day, I shared that with the kids because I think it's a great teachable moment, right? What that shows you, and I don't know this person at all, but it shows you that there's something in his heart that cultivated that anger and frustration at me just coming over in the lane and I wasn't even cutting him off. And so that's so important. And when we see this in verse 32, it says, better to be patient and than powerful. Better to have self-control than conquer a city. Now, this is not something that we always get right every single time. Keep that in mind. But that doesn't mean that you can't progressively get better and move forward. That's the key. Verse 33, we may throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall. If you've ever been to Vegas and you're rolling the dice on the, and you're trying to win money, whatever that is, you know you cannot determine how those dice fall. In life, in a lot of ways, we can work as unto the Lord. We can discipline ourselves. We can grow ourselves, but we cannot determine what actually happens big picture in life in a lot of ways because there's so many things we can't control. Now, I'm going to finish this with this thought. You may say, yeah, but Mike, if I build this amount of money, then I can control this, and then I can control this, and then I can control this. And to that, I say, yeah, to some degree, you have an element of control, but let me tell you what you can't control. You can't control whether or not you wake up tomorrow. You can't control whether or not the International Monetary Fund or someone else internationally decides to implode the dollar, the U.S. currency, which is what happened with the Iraqi dinar years ago. You can't control interest rates. You can't control the government. You can't control the stock market. You can't control public policy. You can't control laws that are passed. There's so many things that we cannot control. Now, we can try and navigate around and shift around things as they occur. And that's nothing wrong with that. Those are all good things. But we have to seek God's wisdom in life so that way the things that we can't control don't overwhelm us and cause us to be in a situation of constant fight or flight, constant situation of concern or worry. That's the idea here, is realizing that we may throw the dice, we may make decisions in life, we may go down certain paths, but ultimately, God is in control. So if you're in a place in life where you struggle with having peace in your life, it's probably because you're trying to control things or control people or control a situation that you just can't control. You have to learn to get comfortable with the release and really trust God. That's the key. Hey, be blessed. Share this show with someone that needs to hear it. Share it on social media. I really want to challenge you. My goal in 2020, end of 2023, 2024, and beyond is to get hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people in the Word. I believe that will really make a dent in changing how our society and our world operates because people are starting to actually think about and then look to apply the Word of God in their daily lives. All right, be blessed. See you next one.